This is your captain speaking. As you can tell in the cabin, we're hitting some shaky times, and it's about to get worse. So please take a moment, make sure you are buckled, and the loved ones around you are buckled. Because we're about to hit Turbulent Truth in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, Turbulent Truth family. It's good to have you here, all of you, in your Christmasness. Tis the season.
It is.
As they say, to be jolly and merry and grateful. Grateful.
I'm always jolly.
I'm always grateful. So this is a great time of year. Oh, I'm Gary Chapman.
And I'm Scott Kutcher.
That's him. This is Turbulent Truth.
It is.
Where every week we bring you our take on all the crazy. All of it.
Yep.
As much as we can squeeze into this amount of time. Because we're squeezing like that, we occasionally talk over each other. And it gets to be sort of convoluted sounding. And I know that's annoying to listen to. It is when I'm listening to a couple of people talk and they talk over each other. Mm-hmm. I get mad and I change the channel.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
Yeah,
so he can touch this, which I think he did. And 10 seconds after he does it, the baby starts laughing. Makes me...
He was already going on too long for me.
Zip it. Yeah, I was. I was already...
He was already there.
I was already ranting. I'm not even started in the show yet. So
there's nothing to rant about.
Not today.
Nothing going on. Nothing with Lake. Nothing with Twitter. Nothing. Nothing with General Motors.
Nope.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing going on. Absolutely.
Oh.
And a blizzard that's coming.
Yeah.
That I'm driving right into, by the way.
Here by now. By the time they see
this. Yeah, I'll be in the middle of it.
Yeah, he's in the middle of whatever's out there.
I may film it and stream it live just so you can laugh how bad it is.
Yeah, and, you know, we'll be able to, you know, find the frozen bodies.
Yes.
No, we will. I'm kidding. Yeah. That ain't going to happen.
Well, you know.
It's not going to happen.
I'm pretty large. My family could eat on me for a while.
Oh, wow. That's more info.
Well, more they say info. If you go down with a plane, you saw that movie.
Yeah, Donner's Pass actually plays the trail for the process.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's what happens on this show.
Can I do this to myself?
We started so innocently, and we were at cannibalism before you could blink. That's what we do.
I brought it up, joke around. I just love my 60-year-old daughter's reaction. Now 17. Oh my gosh, she turned 17 Sunday.
Oh, that's awesome.
My 17-year-old daughter's reaction, which was, ew, no. Are you kidding me?
So let's start off with... No, I got one for you.
Okay.
No, you can go anywhere you want.
You know, the whole thing with Lake's interesting.
Carrie Lake.
Yeah.
The governor of Arizona.
Yeah, the real governor.
So far.
Because it is the most blatant disregard for our election system I think I've ever seen.
Well, of course
it is. There is no, well, there could have been, or there's some gray area. There isn't. They're not open. They're not taking, you know... Just all the tactics that were done is so blatant, but yet people are still going like, oh, but her question is messing with the elections. No, it's not. It's certifying that the election system is either broken or it's not. And right now it's obviously very broken in that state.
So here's a tweet from Carrie Lake there. Breaking, our election case is going to trial. Katie Hobbs' attempt to have our case thrown out failed. She will have to take the stand and testify. Buckle up, America. This is far from over. Okay. I don't care if you love her or hate her.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
And you know, this is not politics for us. It's not. I don't care if she's got a D or an L or a Z next to her name.
It's just good.
That woman is speaking the truth. She's standing up for what's right and good.
Yeah.
And that's what this is about. So don't get lost in the politics. That's silly.
Please don't.
That's silly. That's there to cause division. Okay?
Yeah.
It's an old trick. Don't fall for it.
Yep.
So they had filed a motion to dismiss, and the judge said, yeah, no. So I guess it's next Wednesday and Thursday, they will go to trial, and Katie Hobbs will actually have to take the stand and justify her position, who, as Secretary of State, did not recuse herself from the process of overseeing her own election.
A little conflict of interest. Just a slight one.
It's a little skosh.
Just a little.
More than a
Did
smidge.
Did you say skosh?
It's more than a smidge.
Oh my gosh.
It is.
Are you from Wisconsin?
Smidge, skosh. It's definitely not a Texas word. Where did I pick that up?
I don't know. You've probably been around people like me too long.
I've traveled a lot.
You have traveled a ton.
It has polluted my addiction. That's all
true.
I'm saying.
Yep.
In so many ways. I can... Never mind. You don't want to know what I can say in different languages. So
forgive us, Lord, because we do know what we do.
Okay, that was a Catholic speaking. I felt his need to immediately confess. That's one of the good things about that.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to Catholicism next.
Oh, ooh.
But
okay.
Right now, we'll focus on the great Carrie Lake and what she is trying to do, not for herself, believe it or not.
She doesn't need to. She's got tons of money.
She's more than fine.
There's no reason for her to do this
fabulous,
except that she cares.
Intelligent, very successful woman. She does not need it.
No.
And believe it or not, it's not actually just for the people of Arizona.
No.
It's for you.
It's for all of us.
It's for you. If you don't think and know by now that this kind of corruption exists at every level, down to the city, I promise you, when the truth is completely revealed, we're all going to freak. You ready for that? At how many people lied?
Yes.
To get where they are.
Yes.
And continued to lie to stay where they
are.
Yes.
Because now they're in it, right? So once you're in it,
I didn't do it. He did it.
Yeah.
He did it.
They're so in it.
Boy, the finger pointing is going to get...
Oh.
There's going to be a lot of fingers broken for pointing so much.
Right. Well, you know, the thing that we got to remember on this, what you're talking about here, is every battle is fought locally. The war is won nationally. Mm-hmm. So we got to, it's all about local, your local politics, the local governors, local. Jesus didn't wage a war with Satan all over the world. It was in a desert and he was tempted and he won. And then he waged it on the cross
and he won.
Toasted him. And so
he's about to do it again.
It was very personal, is what I'm getting at. It was very local.
Yeah.
So we have to take his example.
Good point. Yeah. Solid point. All right. So that's happening in Arizona. Keep an eye on that. It should be fun to watch.
It should be very fun to watch.
Catholicism just had an amazing moment.
Okay.
I can't believe you're not already on this. I know you've been busy getting ready to leave town and drive into a blizzard. I know that. And that requires some prep. I get it.
We were shopping for parkas for one of the kids because we realized we live in Tennessee and we actually aren't equipped to go into snow at this level.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Level.
Yeah.
So I can't immediately tell you his name. I can find it quickly. But a very, very significant member, former, I should say, member of the Catholic Church, the Pope himself said, "You are no longer a priest." Because of the stance that he has for decades taken pro-life, it speaks massive volumes. Do you want to find his name so you can?
That would be great, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be worth
it. I'm sure it's going to shock me a little bit. In the meantime, if y'all, you know, wouldn't mind praying I can make it back here. Going up there, I'm not really that concerned about. But once we're there, it is supposedly going to dump in Ohio. So we'll find out.
Frank Pavone.
Ooh.
Yes. Frank.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. Defrocked Catholic priest speaks out. Known for decades that some bishops hate pro-life work. Yeah, he just got booted. And now they're in full attack mode. Now they're...
So just to let you know, this is nothing new. We all know this.
And yeah.
It happens in a lot of religions that when someone starts to speak truth, that the rest of the demon-infested religious people, they start to vibrate and the demons start to manifest. And next thing you know, they have to throw that person under the bus and they have to make sure they do it in such a way that wrecks them. So this poor guy is going to have literally hell rained upon him now by the Catholic Church. And I speak this because I have more than one personal experiences when it comes to good people that have struggled with something like we all have. And instead of the church coming beside them and walking it out, they've crucified them, not like Christ, upside down.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is, you know what, though? God bless him for coming out, speaking the truth, and saying enough is enough. The politics that are interwoven into the Catholic faith is absolutely mind-boggling. Now, with all that being said, the Catholic faith gave me actually a very good foundation when I was growing up.
Right.
It really did. But Young Life is where I got saved.
I hear you.
You know, at the end of the day, that's where it happened. So, you know, I still have good friends that are Catholic and devout and good people, true Christians. And then I've got ones that are just going through the motion that I pray for all the time because I love them and I want to make sure that they get to heaven.
Well, the way that the way they're coming after him, it's, you know, it speaks volumes. If they're running scared, they get mean.
Mm-hmm. Very.
So they're accusing him now of mishandling some funds and some group he was a part of. They're, I think,
it's wait the for thing, the abuse. It's coming.
They'll pedophilia.
It's coming. That's their favorite. That's their default.
That's their go-to because, they're so good at it.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, well, but, you know, when their lawyers tell them to sweep it under the rug and they do for so many years and they're at fault for doing that, they got to crucify everyone else in the process.
But the fun thing about Mr. Frank Pavone, and I'm going to go ahead and call him Father.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
I'm not Catholic. I can still do it. Yeah. Father, still father to me, Frank Pavone. He is not rolling over. If you happen to be in Texas, the panhandle in particular, he is pointing out Bishop Patrick James Zurek, Z-U-R-E-K, of Amarillo, Texas, as a ringleader in his defrocking. He's not only is he not backing down, he's saying, no. Hey. Let's go toe to toe.
Yeah.
Let's go mano a mano. Let's deal with this in the open. Let's say it.
Yep.
Let's all be clear about what's actually happening. I respect that.
Me too.
And I'll respect Mr. Bishop Zurek or whatever if he responds man to man and deals with it
right
as an honorable man. If he doesn't, he's guilty.
There you have it.
Sorry.
There you have it.
That's the way it's going to work out for me.
Well, you know, that's what's really going on.
I'm a little narrow in these issues.
Well, in our country, if you think about it, the attacks begin and they're so visceral when truth is in the middle of them, right?
So he was the media has reached out to the Diocese of Amarillo and the Vatican regarding Pavone's interviews and comments, but did not immediately receive replies.
You know
that's
why?
At the bottom.
They're seeking their lawyers. They're more about worrying about that than they are about doing the right thing. And that's one of the things that just drives me insane.
Well, it should, because it is crazy. Crazy things will drive you insane.
They will.
So
what about Twitter? So Elon Musk is no longer the CEO.
No, wait. Officially.
Well, I know.
It hasn't actually.
But he said he's going to back it up.
Oh, no, he will back it up.
Oh, yeah, he will.
So,
but the person he points may be worse.
No, he won't. Are you kidding? You think he's an idiot?
No, I mean, worse than him, as far as being so blunt and this is the way it's got to be and blah, blah, blah.
I think
Elon's going
be.
To make sure it's an alignment is what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
he's going to make sure it is so it's funny because he's playing their game. Basically, he put a poll out there on the poll on Twitter, said, hey, do you think I should stay the CEO or not?
And in that same tweet, he said, I will abide by the findings.
Yes, and I believe he will, like we're talking about. But I also believe he's
57-43.
Yeah.
He lost.
Yeah. Well, duh. Because everyone thinks that he being the CEO, for some reason, matters. It doesn't. He owns it. So that's what matters.
That's the funny thing about the people who are strangely all on the darkness side, in my opinion. No judgment. It's just how I define them as opposed to saying left, because then you're going to think I'm political. I'm not.
Yeah.
So those people are the ones that are gloating like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
They not understand he will still own Twitter and be the chairman of the board? Who does the CEO answer to? Can somebody help me? I'm not in business. Can somebody help me?
So for people that don't understand, in capitalism versus socialism, when this happens, it actually means something. In capitalism, it really doesn't mean anything.
No.
Because whoever owns it. There is no state sponsored. There is no, this part portion goes to the CCP. None of that happens. That's what's called a free market, folks.
Right.
I just did that in sarcasm to the people that literally think it's going to mean anything, first of all. Second of all, he's doing it because he's brilliant. He's exposing the ones that are dark and the ones that are confused. Because what's happening is the dialogue's been, oh, he's making it worse, and they're trying to shove it down everyone's throat that's not seeking truth, but just want to vilify somebody in this process. And Elon Musk is the easiest one to vilify right now. So it's pretty interesting to watch it all play. It's really a huge social experiment. I mean, it really is.
Here's another potentially massive social experiment that Elon may be taking us down.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not official.
Nope.
It is not.
It's not.
Nobody's really talking about it that much,
no.
But enough people are talking about it that
there's a buzz.
We're going to
yeah,
talk
there's
about
a buzz. Yeah.
He's been in an ongoing war, if you will, by, sadly, woke General Motors. We have stated our opinion on that issue.
Yes.
Here.
Very upsetting.
We're both sad about it because...
Yeah, I love General Motors.
I love General Motors. Been around 100 years. It's an amazing brand.
It was great to my family. They
yep.
all, a bunch of them retired from there.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Anyway... The rumor is not that we would gossip. No, he's thinking about buying it. Yeah, you heard me. Now I know they're a public company, but the reality is, if he can suck up enough available stock, he can force other people to. He can do it. I'm just saying.
So I ran some scenarios. He only needs 30%.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all he needs. He takes 30%, he takes ownership, because the 74% that's out there mm-hmm. is literally fragmented with, like, my mom owns some shares when my dad worked there, and my brother, and it's fragmented with so many people, and there's very few that have large chunks mm-hmm. in that 74%. So the ones that have the largest chunks, imagine this, insiders at GM
mm-hmm.
and other big investors like Elon have the other 20-some percent. So if he gets 30%, he's locked it in.
Wow. And that would be an amazing thing. He's
raised... And if I'm wrong on that, if anyone's in investments and I
sure.
did that wrong, let me know.
Tell us.
I'm not an investment broker guy.
Turbulent Truth
yeah,
at Gmail.
Please do. But I'd like to hear your take on it. It'd be awesome. And if you videotape it, we may air it.
Yes, we would. So unless you're, you know, very ugly, we don't want to offend our viewers.
If we let
but
this on,
we have
on,
lowered the bar we... so much. You're probably safe.
You're good. You have to be like, and you're good.
Oh, wow.
In order for that to
now that we'll get mail for. That was completely out of line, dude. So out of line.
Yeah. I was,
completely.
I was
don't defend it. Don't defend it. Don't defend it. Own it. Own it now. I'm sorry. That was rude.
I'm sorry. That was rude.
Okay.
Very
so,
rude.
But still funny. I get it.
It was funny in the moment.
So, but it's over now. We're moving on now. We're not talking about it.
No, the shame stayed, but we're moving on.
Okay, good. As long as the shame is enduring, that's what I'm looking for. So the bar is low is what we were trying to say.
And
I would love to hear somebody else explain from their perspective.
I would, actually, very much so.
But keep it short, or I will just edit the crap out of it. So
because we don't have much time.
No.
We don't have enough time for ourselves.
We don't have enough time to talk about this anymore. So
no. Please move on.
I do think it would be fun, though, to see what he would do. Because that particular apple cart, when it gets upset,
mm-hmm.
those apples go everywhere, dude. They go everywhere. It changes international trade.
All of it.
It just changes.
Well, someone that has revolutionized, let's face it, electrical cars and led the way, Elon, has been saying for a while now, we aren't ready. We can't go 100% electric. We're not even close. And he has said it.
And he's got an electric car company.
Yeah. And so I think you're going to see, if it happens, you are going to see the Apple cart overturned. I believe you're going to see a lot of hybrids, because that is the natural progression into full electric until mm-hmm. the electric's ready, until we have enough clean energy and an infrastructure to be able to do it.
So Elon buying GM.
Can I smell that?
Would you please?
Yeah.
Nope, sorry.
No, not Irish.
Not a win.
Not Irish.
So him buying GM would be the next domino on whatever he's going to do.
Exactly. He's on a roll.
He's not. We don't even know if he's a good guy.
We don't know yet. Here's what we know. We know that God is using him for some reason, and that the way that he's using him is waking a lot of people up, kind of opening up the possibilities and, quite frankly, restoring true capitalism, because we haven't been in true capitalism for a long time. It's showing what that really looks like,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I love that the people freaking out on Twitter, because they're acting like it's still a public company.
Yeah,
It's not.
It's not yours anymore.
He can do whatever he wants to with it, for the most part. As long as it's within the parameters of federal law, he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, and if you own Twitter stock forever, you don't anymore.
And you got a good payoff. Trust me, he paid more than he should have.
You did fine.
Oh, you did just fine.
So a lot of other things we could bump into. We've got another 5 minutes or so to go. It's interesting what is happening with Fauci. And Pfizer and all that stuff.
I don't think interesting is the right word.
Joyful, joyful, joyful. It's just...
joyful. Yeah, for some, it's very joyful. The thing is that what's amazing to me is all the quote-unquote, you know, conspiracy theories that everyone was like coming at you for on Facebook.
Sure.
And me a little bit. And it's like, it wasn't conspiracy. We knew something didn't add up. We used our logic God gave us. We started going and seeking the truth. Yeah. And now it's all coming out.
All you had to do was look around a little bit beyond the mainstream narrative, the story from the machine. You didn't have to look very hard to find
some other
things that were curious.
Yeah. And if you're looking too hard, you are probably going down a rabbit hole. That is a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
If you're not looking enough past the norm, then...
You will be the...
Yeah.
You are the sheep.
Please wake up, because we all have to.
Yeah.
But go on about this. This is very interesting.
There's one particular stat that has been officially released.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
The VAERS system that records all the deaths. Yes. That's the one we've been looking at the whole time for the injury, the death, all the COVID info.
The true hospitalization.
Well, they,
you know, all that.
They have to report it. It's kind of just there.
Yeah.
And this breaks my heart.
It does.
Guess if you don't know, or pretend if you do, how the percentage increase in miscarriages and stillbirths.
How much?
Since the mRNA vaccine, using the term loosely, was introduced. Increase.
I actually don't know this number.
An increase of 4,070%.
Are you kidding me?
4,070%.
Oh, my gosh.
Coincidence? You want to convince yourself of that? You still want to cling to that?
There's no other factors that weigh in on that big of a surge, period.
It just breaks my heart.
Oh, man.
It breaks my heart. The enemy will do anything he can to kill children.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's the deal.
There's only two things he wants: kill and control.
Yeah.
That's it. He wants to control them. He wants to kill them.
Historically, in particular, children.
Yes.
Google Baal.
Oh.
Just do it. B-A-A-L. Do that. And learn about what the darkness thinks of children.
Yeah.
Their value, their worth, their purpose for that agenda.
Right. It's sickening. It's absolutely sickening. And it's something as fathers that just, and mothers, when you hear it, you see it, you see the facts, you cannot not be outraged and mad, and righteous anger rise up, or any of that stuff.
Okay.
You just can't.
So I see in front of me a limb. I'm climbing out onto it.
Do I have to secure it?
You might want to stand close to the trunk.
To the trunk.
Help me out.
Okay.
Put a rope around my waist, because I'm going to say this.
Okay.
God, he's not going to be quiet forever.
He's not.
Nope. I know we're sneaking up on it. I believe that in really short order, like say the first of the year, crazy, dramatic things are going to start happening globally. I'll say it.
And you don't think it's already started a little bit?
Not like this.
Really?
There are still people that are questioning whether or not there is a God. Nah, not after this.
Oh, they're going to know. Yeah, I see what
you're saying. Not after this. God's going to say, here I am. Remember me?
The one you tried to erase out of your society?
Yeah, remember me?
Yeah.
Do you remember me? Yeah.
Mm. You know, it's really interesting if you want a good rabbit hole. If you have nothing better to do during the Christmas
holiday.
Oh, Lord
knows I've got a lot of free time.
Yeah. So if you want a good rabbit hole, just go back to 1969 when they took God out of schools and watch and look at the trends from that point till now.
Wow.
And it will freaking blow your mind. It all started when they took God out of schools.
Wow.
All of it. It was already in play. It was behind the scenes. It was dark.
Sure. Just kidding.
Very. Then that happened, and it started coming into light, and it started to try to take over the light. The darkness did. And that's when it all started. I don't know why I had that epiphany a while back.
I think you're right.
Holy crap, is that where... And I'm doing research right now, just kind of playing around, and Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of
Well, there's been a lot of darkness for a long time, but yeah. I think you're right. There are pivotal moments. Oh, good grief. We did not even touch on this little tidbit that's come out recently.
Oh, what?
The CIA...
We killed, don't have time.
Killed JFK.
That is to be continued, because that is our one we...
This is not me.
No.
Being crazy.
No. 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 Yes. We will have an episode just about that.
That
Absolutely.
Was an American president being murdered by a government agency. Which there. Means I'm probably going to hear pretty soon in my house.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's out there.
Dude, it's out there.
They're going to have to do this to everyone that's talking about it. And everyone's Everybody. Talking about it.
Yes, they are.
Well, everyone that's not in the mainstream media is
yeah.
talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that'll give you a little fun, little rabbit hole to go down during the holidays. A
couple of them.
Yes.
So, Merry Christmas. We yes. all love you. We appreciate you. We appreciate our sponsor, Solti.
They're amazing. They're incredible
Heart
people.
Heart Health. Go check them out. And get the first order for a lot
Truth
less.
Truth 2 is the promo code you need to put in.
Yeah, he
Truth
messed up two. Last time and said something else.
Yeah, one of us did. Actually, we both did. We were like, yeah, it's Truth 20.
Sure it is.
No, it's not. It's Truth 2.
All right.
So I have a Christmas song, and I'm going to play that for you as we say adios. And we will see you. Will it be the new year?
It will be the new year.
Really?
Yeah, because
wow.
I'm gone.
And that's true.
We're out. So
all right.
We'll see you in the new year.
Indeed. I'm still Gary Chapman.
And I'm still Scott Kutcher.
Yes, he is. This is Turbulent Truth.
Indeed.
It came upon midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay, the angels sing. Yet we're